Trucking, got my chips cashed in, keep trucking. Well, howdy partners, it's Uncle Rick, and on this installment of Uncle Rick's Radio Ranch, we're going to be listening to songs about trucking. That's right, it's all songs about trucking. We're going to hear the Willis Brothers, we're going to hear Dave Dudley, Kitty Wells, Buck Owens, Del Reeves, Red Sovine, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, and lots more. Uninterrupted, I'll recap them at the end because it's a special show on Uncle Rick's Radio Ranch all about trucking.
He was heading into Boston in a big long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston. He was having lots of luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally found where to unload, he had a dreadful shock. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. Him through the tears, he made this sound. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. Was glad to leave the town. He was very, very happy heading back to Alabama. When up ahead he saw a sign, said, you are northward bound. He said, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. He was driving down the right lane when ahead he saw a sign. Now he's got to make a left turn, but he cannot get in line. And the tears were streaming down his cheeks, and they all heard him yell, give me 40 sticks of dynamite, and I'll blow this thing to
give me 40 acres, and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a-like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind.
but nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
I'm just a waitress at this truck stop. I keep the jukebox playing and the coffee hot. Temptations everywhere, but I must stand. I'm in love with my big truck driving man. I keep looking out the window, he's on my mind.
It was a little place called Hamburg-Dan, and I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
The waitress just brought me some coffee. I thanked her but called her again. I said that old song should have spit in me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best.
And then like a flash I was gone. I got them old truck wheels rolling, to San Antonio. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play that truck driving man, and play.
A girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo, a doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo, a doodle doo doo doo, a doodle doo doo doo.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, In nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Everybody calls me the girl in the little pink Mac. The bumpers are chrome, and so are the wheels and the stack. It's got polka dot curtains hanging in a sleeper of pink. Ah, the smack's a dandy, some kind of truck they think. In my truck driving boots, I stand about 5'3". But don't let the size fool you, man, I can take care of me. When you see a flash of pink go flying by, the next thing you know, there's a tail light in your eye. Everybody wonders who drives such a rig like that. All the truckers are asking, who's the gal in the little pink Mac? For a race, to be wiped out by a girl would be a disgrace. Cause I cut my baby teeth on a set of Spicer gears. I'm a gear swapping mama, and I don't know the meaning of fear. Everybody wonders who drives such a rig like that. All the truckers are asking, who's the gal in the little pink Mac? You got 'em wondering, Kay. All the truckers are asking, who's the gal in the little pink Mac? Would you believe? All the truckers are asking, who's the gal in the little pink Mac? Oh boy! All the truckers are asking, who's the gal in the
white line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever. The years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been from coast to 100 times or more, And I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. Why?
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was a blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. He said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice come back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mama says you're busy and for me to stay off the air. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk, 'cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." But I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause dad's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago, and he was trying to get home and blind in snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with these two crippled feet. She says not to worry, though, we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing that I want more than anything else to see. Oh, you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came back on that old CB as a little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville Town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Why, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. Well, as I rounded the corner, I got a heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every trucker for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him back to his truck and they'd take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn of riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair
And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know that I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes, and I turned the radio on and got another surprise. Breaker 19, came this voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. Goodbye."
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. "If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride." And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, "Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
My daddy was a truck driver, big and strong. He was hoping for a son. Then I came along. He said, "My boy will grow up to be a truck driving man." Well, I grew up, and here I am.
He's the fastest thing alive. He puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is ride.
Little diesel driving devil. Stand back. Get you right in the center line. I got the biggest, prettiest truck on the road. The grill and the bumpers are 12 karat gold. Blue sidewall tires and spoked hub caps, twin radio aerials and pink mud flaps. When people see me coming, boy, they get off the road. Take one look, they don't even want close. From the front and the back, there's big neon lights flash on and off and say, dynamite!
Safest thing for you to do is hide it.
Little diesel driving devil.
Hey.
Everybody in the ditch. This little old lady was stopped for a light, so I sneaked up close until our bumpers were tight. I let all five of them big air horns roar. Bless her heart, blew her through the top of the car. On a long haul in this truck of mine, I got in the middle of the road and just follow that line. Never waste time counting sheep. I just open that throttle up and go to sleep.
He's the bestest thing alive when he puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is hide.
That's right. Little diesel driving devil. Scare you to death. Highway patrol won't touch me unless they're in groups.
Hey.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just Bandit run.
On me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little convoy rocking through the night. There
back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
'Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip flop.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, to everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da.
The midnight headlight, blind you on a rainy night. Steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. Gotta keep rolling. Those windshield wipers slapping out our tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with a song on the radio. Gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way. Sunny day.
after 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, and he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves. They'll buy a Winnebago, set out to find America, a lot of catching up, a little at a time, with pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame, doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind.
Guys, I guess you're game. You've been game all night, okay? Now, it's a low part, but it builds up. Last statement is that this song starts out with an absolutely brilliant Chet Atkins guitar lick that it took me about 4 hours to steal, and I wish you'd appreciate it when it comes by. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John
with a zip of bananas.
He was a young driver, just out on his second job, and he was carrying the next day's pasty fruit for everyone in that cold Start City, where children play without despair, in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. He should have seen
saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm breathed woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortened miles. They ran down to the depot, just a few more miles to go. Then he'd go home and have her ease that long, cramped day away and the smell of 30,000 pounds. Let's hear you. City spread its twinkling lights below him, but he paid no heed as a shivering thought of the night's delights went through him. His foot missed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, Christ, it was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead hillside, riding on his feet, hunchback was everywhere. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it. Thank God you're here. Now, some of you may think that it would be easy to write a song like this, but it isn't. See, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together. This song doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a great deal of trouble ending it. As a matter of fact, the first ending was like this. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Wasn't enough. Yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas in Scranton, PA.
Now, I was very proud of that ending. And with much anticipation, I sang it for the guys in the group and my brothers. And their reaction was best summed up by my brother Tom, who said, Harry, it sucks. Well, I was devastated. But I went back to my lonely writer's garret and decided that I would try again and come up with a new ending. Since it was a country and western song, maybe I could write a country ending. Something about motherhood this time, because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, and an incredible banjo part.
something with harmony sung by, you guessed it, the L.A. Memorial Choir. You'll see your part when it comes by. A woman walks into her room where her child lies sleeping, sleeping. And when she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping. See, gay liberation has hit L.A. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3,000 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats. Not one of 30,000 pounds. Harmony now. Sounds like the Mormon tubercular choir out there. Well, the sad truth is, no matter how loudly and how lovelily, if that's a word, you say up bananas, it doesn't alter in the least the fact that when I sang that ending for my brothers and the guys in the group, their reaction was best summed up by my brother Steve, who said,
"No, no, Harry, you gotta be kidding me.
What?
You really expect that to end the song? I mean, it's nice, Harry. I mean, the words are potentially harmless. The music is a lot, it's pleasant. But I think Tom's definitely right. It sucks."
I was brokenhearted. And once more I went back to my writer's room and decided finally that honesty was the best policy, and I would end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming on a Greyhound bus through Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1965. Like this.
You see the man that told well, partners, that's about it for this installment of Uncle Rick's Radio Ranch. Here's what we've heard. Heard a little bit of Trucking by the Grateful Dead. We heard the Willis Brothers, Give Me 40 Acres and I'll Turn This Rig Around. Dave Dudley, 6 Days on the Road. Kitty Wells, My Big Truck Driving Man. Buck Owens, Truck Driving Man. Del Reeves, The Girl on the Billboard. Red Sovine, Phantom 309. Kay Adams, Little Pink Mac. Merle Haggard, White Line Fever. And then another Red Sovine, Teddy Bear. Johnny Cash version of I've Been Everywhere. Don Bowman, master of the novelty record, Little Diesel Driving Devil. And we heard Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down. C.W. McCall, another one of those novelty record guys. That was Convoy. The Chris Christopherson version of Bobby McGee. Then we heard Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. Kathy Mattea, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses, and we finish things up with Harry Chapin, 3,000 pounds of bananas. It's been all about trucks and trucking, partners, on this edition of Uncle Rick's Radio Ranch. Until next time, happy trails. Thank you.
betrayed.